From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The UN Security Council is set to vote later today on a resolution to authorize a no-fly zone in Libya and increase sanctions against the regime of Muammar Gaddafi. The Libyan government anticipated the move with some tough talk. Libya's defense minister threatened that any Western airstrikes would endanger air and sea traffic in the Mediterranean now and in the future. That warning and the UN vote come as pro-Gaddafi forces continue to pound anti-government rebels and some Libyan civilians head for the border. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the latest.
Moubakar Abdelhamid sits in his nearly empty cafe and restaurant in the dusty Libyan border town of Umm Saad, smoking, drinking tea, and staring at Arabic TV reports of the day's fighting. He looks tense, a little nervous. Abdelhamid says he worries incessantly about his family back in Benghazi and about the revolution Libyans here in the east started and now say they can't finish without Western intervention. There will be more killings if they say no to the no-fly zone, and of course the rebels will lose, he says. Outside his cafe, there's a slow but steady stream of cars heading towards Egypt.
People are lined up to leave. They've got their cars stacked with luggage and sleeping bags, and looks like a lot of possessions. Cars are really filled up. When you talk to people, many say that they're still supportive of the revolution and the rebels and hope they prevail, and they want a no-fly zone from the UN and the US. But these people seem eager to get out of the country and get to safety. They're fearful, and they want to get out.
This man, who didn't want to give his name, hurried to get his family into the car and out of the country. The Libyan people only wanted freedom, and all we got was war, he says, as he rushes off. Witnesses say Colonel Gaddafi's troops now control key positions all around the rebel-held city of Ajdabiya, the gateway to Benghazi and the cradle of the uprising. Rebels say they fought back with whatever heavy weapons they have, but they're still outgunned, and civilians and rebel sources there say water and electricity has been cut off to parts of the city, and there are also food shortages. Tonight, the official Libyan news agency said the government will halt operations on Sunday to give the rebels time to hand over their weapons. On state TV tonight, Colonel Gaddafi offered amnesty to those who surrender, but, quote, no mercy to those who don't. Rebel leaders dismissed the threat as part of Gaddafi's ongoing psychological warfare that continues alongside the real combat. For a second day today, Gaddafi's Air Force bombed Benghazi airport, though there was little damage reported. If fighting intensifies in coming days, officials with the UN Refugee Agency here on the border say they're preparing for the worst. Astrid van Genderen Stort is with the UNHCR.
If Benghazi falls and if the road to the border is not cut off, we can see a large influx of people. We already see a larger influx of people. We're pre-positioning material, blankets, food, plastic sheeting, whatever, mats, whatever is needed for a large influx.
Back in the Libyan border town, businessman Mustafa Salim is heading east with his family. He says he'll wait for a UN vote on a no-fly zone inside Egypt. The rebels really only need support from the no-fly zone, he says, because air power is the main advantage Gaddafi's forces have over them, Salim says. But it's not clear grounding his air force, if that happens, will halt Gaddafi's ground advances, which have been backed mostly by his tanks, rockets, and artillery. France's foreign minister, Alain Juppé, today canceled a trip to Berlin to fly to New York for the UN vote. Juppé said if the resolution passes, airstrikes could start soon afterwards, even as soon as tomorrow. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Umm Saad, Libya.